Okay, trying something new tonight, and please do tell me if you like it, because John Matham on Cape Talk instituted a kids' story time in the afternoon. So we figured we'd do an adult story time, and basically the way it's going to work is each day this week, possibly longer if you like it, I'll leave it up to you, I'll read you the best story that we found online for you. And today, a piece in the New York Times by astronaut Scott Kelly, who spent a year on the International Space Station and knows a thing or two about isolation. He writes, "Being stuck at home can be challenging. When I lived on the International Space Station for nearly a year, it wasn't easy. When I went to sleep, I was at work. When I woke up, I was still at work. Flying in space is probably the only job you absolutely cannot quit. But I learned some things during my time up there that I'd like to share, because they're about to come in handy again as we all confine ourselves at home to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Here are a few tips to living in isolation from someone who's been there. First tip, follow a schedule. On the International Space Station, my time was scheduled tightly, from the moment I woke up to when I went to sleep. Sometimes this involved a spacewalk that could last up to 8 hours. Other times it involved a 5-minute task, like checking on the experimental flowers I was growing in space. You'll find maintaining a plan will help you and your family adjust to a different work and home life environment. When I returned to Earth, I missed the structure it provided and found it hard to live without. But pace yourself," he says. "When you're living and working in the same place for days on end, work can have a way of taking over everything if you let it. Living in space, I deliberately paced myself because I knew I was there for the long haul, just like we are today. Take time out for fun activities. I met up with crewmates for movie nights, complete with snacks, and binge-watched all of Game of Thrones twice. Don't forget to include in your schedule a consistent bedtime. NASA scientists closely study astronaut sleep when we're in space, and they've found the quality of sleep relates to cognition, mood, interpersonal relations, all essentially getting through a mission in space or quarantine at home. Go outside. One of the things I missed most while living in space was able to go outside and experience nature. After being confined to a small space for months, I actually started to crave nature, the color of green, the smell of fresh dirt, the feel of warm sun on my face. The flower experiment became more and more important to me, more than I could ever have imagined. My colleagues like to play a recording of earth sounds like birds and rustling trees, and even mosquitoes over and over. It brought me back to Earth. Although I occasionally even found myself swatting at my ears for the mosquitoes. For an astronaut, going outside is a dangerous undertaking that requires days of preparation. So I appreciate that in our current predicament, I can step outside any time I want for a walk or a hike. No spacesuit needed. Research has shown that spending time in nature is beneficial for our mental and physical health, as is exercise. You don't need to work out 2.5 hours a day as astronauts in space do. But getting moving once a day should be part of your quarantine schedule. But stay at least 6 feet away from others, of course. You do need a hobby. When you're confined to a small space, you need an outlet that isn't work or maintaining your environment. Some people are surprised to learn that I brought books with me to space. The quiet absorption you can find in a physical book, one that doesn't ping you with notifications or tempt you to open a new tab, is priceless. Many small bookstores are currently offering curbside pickup or home delivery services, which means you can support a local business while also cultivating some much needed unplugged time. You can also practice an instrument. I bought a digital guitar trainer online. Try a craft or make some art. Astronauts take time for all of these things while in space. Remember the Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield's famous cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity? That was, of course, a great moment in space travel. I'm reading an extract from astronaut space commander, of course, Scott Kelly this evening. If you're wondering, I haven't been to space recently. Keep a journal. NASA has been studying the effects of isolation on humans for decades and one of the surprising things they found is they made the value of keeping a journal. Throughout the year long mission, I took time to write about my experiences almost every day. If you find yourself just chronicling the day's events, which under circumstances might get a bit repetitive, instead try describing what you're experiencing through your 5 senses or write about memories. Even if you don't wind up writing a book based on your journal as I did, writing about your days will help you put experiences in perspective and let you look back later on this unique time in history. Take time to connect, he says. Listen to experts, he says. I found that most problems aren't rocket science, but when they are rocket science, you should ask a rocket scientist. Living in space taught me a lot about the importance of trusting the advice of people who knew more than I did about their subjects. Especially in a challenging moment like the one we're living through now, we have to seek out knowledge from those who know the most about it and listen to them. Social media and other poorly vetted sources can be transmitters of misinformation, just as handshakes transmit viruses. So we have to make a point of seeking out reputable sources of facts like the World Health Organization and the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. We are all connected. We can all come together to solve our problems. And if we do, the better we all shall be. And wash your hands. And often, says Scott Kelly, former Commander Scott Kelly of the International Space Station. It's a piece out of today's New York Times by that International Space Station Commander Scott Kelly. We thought it'd be a nice idea to share some of the best writing. And there is marvelous writing from all over the world. And we'll bring you our favorite story of the day from around the world at 10 to 7 all day this week, unless you tell us to stop, in which case we will.